You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
So, here we've just read that compassion is a fundamental character of God. It is the foundation, it is the basis of the faith of Israel in their God. No? And many people think today, may mga tao po nag-iisip ngayon that the God of the Old Testament is a God of anger, wrath, judgment, doom and gloom, a God of consuming fire, while the God of the New Testament is a God of love and mercy. No? Ang Diyos daw ng pag-ibig ay nasa New Testament lang. Hindi po totoo yun. That's totally a misconception, because when you look at the Bible from the Old to the New Testament, we can see that the same God, there's one and same God, the God of love, mercy, and grace from the Old and New Testament. And so, we'll look at compassion, the meaning of compassion. Ano po ba ibig sabihin ng compassion? It's a combination of two words, com, meaning with, and passion, meaning to suffer. So, to suffer with someone. No? Makiisa sa paghihirap ng iba. It also means a gut feeling for the needs of others. Ito rin po yung concern mo, yung nadaramo mo yung paghihirap ng iba, kung kaya gumagawa ka para matulungan siya. So you're not only sympathizing, you're not only looking or assessing his needs, but you are doing something to help the other person. No? May ginagawa ka para maibsan yung paghihirap niya, para matulungan mo yung taong na may pangangailangan. And so there are many ways to show compassion. So if you're compassionate, no? Tumutulong ka, you know, kung ikaw ay anak, then you can show your compassion, your concern to your parents, no, by helping in the household chores, no? Yung mga responsibilities sa bahay, maglinis, magwalis, no? Magayos ng kwarto, no? You're a responsible child. There are many ways to show compassion or love to your husband or wife. Diba? You all have a date night. You're still pursuing that romantic relationship, even though kahit na kasal na kayo. And this morning, I read a tip, no, at some ways to show your concern through texting. No, alam niyo ba yon? Nga may mga paraan para mapakita mo yung pagmamahal mo sa yung minamahal, for your loved ones. No, kung sa parents mo o sa magulang mo o sa mag-asawa o sa mga mag-sweetheart, no? It's texting through by using the alphabet, no? It starts with ABC. No, alam niyo ba 'yon? ABC means always be careful. Ayan, no? So may sweetheart ka, text mo lang ABC. Ano ibig sabihin noon? Always be careful. That sundan mo na rin ng DEF. Ha? Oh, sabihin niyo, ano yung sabihin niyo? Ano ang meaning noon? Don't ever forget. Oh, huwag mong kalimutan yung promise. Yung promise mo, at I will be with you in times of trouble, in richer or poorer, in sickness or health, no? Yung vows niyo. And then, ikaw, concerned ka naman, parent ka, concerned ka sa anak mo, ginagabi na. Nasaan na kaya yung anak ko? Nagpaalam lang pupunta sa video computer shop, mag-video game. So, text mo na lang siya, G-H-I. Ano yung G-H-I? Go home immediately. Kasi concerned ka eh. Baka mapapano na yung anak mo eh. No? Eh kung alam mo, anak ka naman. No? Eh, kailangang uhaw ka naman sa pagmamahal ng parents mo. Nakita mo, very busy sa work, sa opisina, sa trabaho. So, text mo na lang yung daddy mo or mommy mo. JKLM. No? Sabihin mo, JKLM, daddy, mommy, just keep loving me. Eh, kung ikaw naman, nililigaw ka, you're pursuing someone. No, you're single. You're single and looking. Single and pursuing someone, no? So i-text mo siya. N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W. Ano kaya meaning yan? No? Sabi, pag tinext ka, anong meaning? Sabihin mo, text mo, no one perfectly quite romantic shall treat you very well. It's only me who will treat you. And so, na-develop na, no? Na-develop na kayo. Tapos, nag-MU na kayo. MU, mutual MU, mukhang unggoy, no? So, text mo na, XYZ, XYZ, no? See you soon. Ayos ba? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, mamaya, i-text niya na yan. So, balik tayo, back to the Bible, no? In Exodus 34, yung binasa natin kanina, the nation, if you look back in the book of Genesis, Exodus 20, God gave them how many commandments? 10 commandments, no? And one of the second commandment is you shall not make any graven image, no? Of the Lord in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth below. And but what happened after just 40 days, no? Nag-disobey kaagad yung mga Israelites. Tinapon nila lahat ng hikaw, singsing, kwintas into the fire. They threw in the fire and they cast an idol in the shape of a calf, no? Golden calf, no? Gininto ang baka. And that's why the Lord's anger burned against them and the Lord threatened to destroy them, to annihilate them. But Moses pleaded with God. He interceded. He prayed. He mediated. No, nagmakaawa si Moses. And so God relented. God spared them in His compassion. And that's why inutusan ni Lord si Moses na magtapyas ulit to chisel out 2 stone tablets, go up to Mount Sinai, and God made again the 10 commandments. He wrote again His commandments. And this is where God proclaimed His name. He revealed His name to Moses. Now, why is it the name so important? Bakit po mahalaga yung pangalan? No? Because in the name, within the name is the character, the nature, the attribute. Kung ano yung pangalan mo, yun ang personality mo, yun ang kung sino ka, yun ang gagawin mo. No? Like for example, si Abraham, di ba? Exalted father, naging Abraham, meaning father of many, no? Si Jacob, di ba? Dati siyang Jacob, meaning deceiver, di ba? Si deceiver, mandaraya, mandrugas, manluloko, sweetik, no? Jacob, naging Israel, no? One who struggles with God or prince of God. And so, the name of God is so important. And God proclaimed His name as a compassionate and gracious God. So, ito po yung pinaka-character, pagkatao po ng Diyos, no? Yung kanyang character. And that's why, because of God's compassion, pagmamahal po ng Diyos, kaya po sila napalaya. That's why they were delivered out of Egypt. And so the first point we can observe is compassion starts with a compassionate God, no? Ang ating pong Diyos ay mapagmahal, iniibig niya po tayo, at siya ay umaaruga sa atin. Our God is compassionate. It means He is merciful and forgiving. No, mapagpatawad po ang Diyos. Hindi po siya nagbibilang counting sins. Many times people have a hard time forgiving other people. Hindi po ba? Nagtatanim ng sama ng loob or nagkakaroon ng offense. No, hindi lang naalala yung birthday. Hindi lang nag-greet sa Facebook, hindi lang nilike yung bagong profile picture, na-offend na. No? But our God is compassionate. He is good and gracious to us. And our God is gracious, meaning He hears the cry. Pinapakinggan po niya yung mga daing ng kanyang mga sumusunod. No? Especially the cry of the poor and the marginalized, the poor and needy, especially the poor and needy people. Yun po ang pinapabura ng Diyos. And here's what Deuteronomy chapter 10 tells us, verses 17 and 18. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. Let's read verse 18 all together. Ready, go. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. Okay, so pinagtatanggol pa ng Diyos ang mga naulila. Okay, the fatherless. So he, in the Bible, we can see this all throughout the Bible, that God is on the side of four kinds of people, four groups of people: the orphans, the widows, foreigners, and the poor. Andiyan po, ang panig, pumapanig ang Diyos. Tinutulungan niya, sinusuportahan po niya ang mga naulila, ang mga nabalo, ang mga dayuhan, mga foreigners, immigrants, and even the, and most especially the poor, yung mga mahihirap. Sri Lankan scholar Vinod Ramachandra calls this scandalous justice. Why? Because in ancient cultures, during that time, yung sinulat po yung Bible, yung mga kultura po, yung mga bansa na nakapalibot sa Israel, yung kanilang pong Diyos ay the power of their gods is dispensed through the elitist class of society, the rulers of society, particularly the political leaders, the king, the religious leaders, the priests, and the military leaders, okay, the generals. So to oppose the political leaders is to oppose their God. Yun po ang turo, yun po yung kultura ng mga the surrounding nations around Israel. But Israel's God is different. God, the God of the Bible, is on the side of the poor, the marginalized, the outcast of society. Yun po ang tinutulungan ng Diyos. And how does the Lord extend His compassion? In Psalm 146, it tells us, He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien. Okay, hindi po yan yung galing ibang planeta. Alien yung foreigners po yan. And sustains the fatherless and the widow, but He frustrates the ways of the wicked. So tinutulungan po ng Diyos, sinusuportahan niya ang mga taong ito na nangailangan ng hustisya, nangailangan ng provision. Exodus 34:7 tells us that God maintains love. He is a God who is maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness. Tayo po ay pinatawad niya. And so as we have received compassion, no, the natural result of that would be to extend God's compassion to other people. And so the second observation we can see here is we can extend compassion to people because we have received God's compassion. Natin pong may papakita ang pagmamahal ng Diyos dahil natanggap natin ang kanyang pagmamahal. And just like a waterfalls, meron pong waterfalls dito sa Antipolo. No? Yan ba yung hinulugang taktak? Sino sa inyo nakapunta sa hinulugang taktak? Nahulog na kayo. At so, di ba? The reason why there's a waterfalls is because there's a source, there's a body of water. That's a source. No? May ilog na pinanggagalingan. Yung waterfalls. So the same way, our compassion, our acts of compassion, our charity, our good works comes from the love and compassion of God. And so there's a direct relationship, meron pong relasyon between a person's understanding of God's love and compassion and his acts and his deeds of compassion towards the poor. Meron pong connection yun, merong relasyon. Why is that? Bakit po konektado yung pagkakaintindi, yung kaalaman natin ng pag-ibig ng Diyos, saka yung paggawa natin ng mabuti sa ibang tao? Why? Because we were once orphans. Tayo po ay spiritual orphans before. We don't have any relationship with God. But in Romans 8:15 tells us the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. We've been adopted into the kingdom. We are sons and daughters of God. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. So before you don't have confidence, you don't have the right to call God your Father. You were orphans before, but now we have received the Holy Spirit. We can call Abba. We can call God as our Father. We were once widowed. You know? We were once separated from God. We were once apart from the body of Christ. But now in Isaiah 54 tells us, for your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is His name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. We were once foreigners and aliens. We were once immigrants outside of the kingdom of God. But in Ephesians 2:19, it says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. So dati raw tayo outside the kingdom of God, but now we are part of God's kingdom, God's family. We are God's people. And just this, si Richard Stearns po, siya po yung president ng World Vision International at author ng librong Whole in Our Gospel. Ito pong World Vision, ito po yung charity organization. Sila po yung nagpapadala ng mga relief goods, mga relief, nagkukontak ng relief operations sa mga iba-ibang bansa na nasalanta, na kailangan ng tulong. Papadala po sila ng pagkain. And he was talking to a Korean man who lives and works in New York. No, na-meet po siya ng isang nag-opisina sa New York, isang Korean. And he knew, alam niya, yung Korean na to, alam niya na si Stearns, siya yung president ng World Vision Organization. And he told me how important the work of organizations like ours had been to him when he was a child right after the Korean War. No, alam niyo po eh, nagkaroon ng giyera sa Korea in the 1950s. There was a Korean War and the Philippines was one of the nations who brought a contingent of troops. Nagpadala po tayo ng tulong humanitarian team to Korea as they fought the communists in North Korea. And so he and his family, ito pong batang to, nung bata siya sa Korea, were desperate and dislocated by the war and had been helped enormously by shipments of clothing, food, and even school supplies. No, na dinonate po ang mga iba-ibang organizations and mula sa Amerika at iba pang bansa. And these donors had given out of their time, treasure, and talents to the people suffering in Korea. At ito pong kausap niyang Korean, nung bata siya, he benefited immeasurably, natulungan po siya, nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral. No? And he was so grateful for the generosity that he and his family have experienced. And do you know who is this Korean boy? Today, he is now the Secretary General of the United Nations. He is Ban Ki-moon, no? Secretary General of the UN. World leader now. Before, pinapadala lang sila ng relief goods sa Korea after the war. But little did they know, yung mga nagpadala, hindi naman nila alam na matutulungan nila isang pamilya, isang bata na ngayon ay Secretary General na sa UN. So let's not downplay any efforts that we do. No, alam ko marami po sa inyo tumulong nung Habagat, even nung Undoy, natulungan, tumulong rin kayo. But God's compassion affects our lives so that we can in turn do acts of compassion to other people. We were once orphans, we were once foreigners, we were once poor, spiritually, physically poor. But in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, tells us, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might become rich. Okay, so dati tayong mahirap spiritually, but now because Jesus Christ redeemed us, niligtas po tayo ni Jesus. We have been bought by His love, by His blood. Tinubos po tayo ng kanyang dugo. And if we recall the pit where God rescued us, kung alalahan ninyo kung saan kayo hinugot ng Panginoon, tinubos niya tayo mula sa kadiliman, mula sa kasalanan. Not because of that, but because of His compassion and grace, we're thankful to God for His salvation, for His redemption, and for His suffering so that we can become rich in His kingdom. And that's why our response, because we have received the compassion of God, we can show and extend, demonstrate His compassion to other people. Yan po ang magiging resulta niyan. And that's why, as a church, ano po ang responsibility nan? Our response is we should do acts of compassion. Tayo po ay maging socially responsible sa ating komunidad, sa ating village, sa ating barangay, no? Sa mga taong kakilala natin, yung mga kamag-anak, tumulong po tayo. And kung titingnan po natin itong problema ng kahirapan, if you look at poverty, one of the root causes of poverty is the lack of education. Ang isa pong ugat ng kahirapan ay kakulangan ng edukasyon. 90% of the Philippine population has no university degree. No, 90% di po nakapagtapos ng college. And of the Filipinos living below poverty level, poverty line, 26.5%, 99.4% do not have a university degree. And that's why there's a direct correlation between education and poverty. So how do we extend God's compassion in solving the root cause of poverty by providing education to poor and deserving students? No, bakit po sila mahirap? Dahil wala pong trabaho. Bakit walang trabaho? Dahil hindi nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral. No, that's the root cause. And that's why we have in our church the Real Life Foundation, which is to empower students by giving them education so that they can fulfill their dreams and help their family and be responsible citizens of our society. And so, today, ito will just give you an awareness of our ministry. No, right now we have one scholar in our church, and we're in a process of accepting four more students this school year in our church. But Real Life is a foundation of all Victory churches here in the Philippines, and so we'll be telling you how to be involved next week, Papo. Next week, and as well as other ministries of our church that reaches out to the poor and needy. So let's watch this video of a testimony of a real life scholar.
Dear Miss Agnes, my name is Jonathan, and I'm a fifth-year student studying civil engineering. I just want to say thank you for all the support you have given me. Thank you for believing that I have potential. I can't express just how grateful I am for the love you have shown a scholar like me. Before, I just wished to be able to eat 3 times a day, and that would be enough. But you helped me to dream big dreams and believe that it was possible. I want to share with you what my year was like.
In 2012, it was very memorable for me. The first thing I'm grateful for was passing one of the hardest subjects in school. That's tough. It had a total of 6 units and most of my class failed it. But I passed. God taught me how to trust Him in that situation. He is so amazing. Another milestone was when my grandmother died. It was a difficult time for me, but God made it into a beautiful moment for my family because from that point on, my grandfather started attending church with my aunt. I was able to share the gospel with them. Before long, thank God, my grandfather accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. It became the best year of my life. And now my goal for this year, 2013, is to finish my course and graduate this October. I thank God for using Real Life Foundation to make this possible. He also enabled me to see how big your heart is. You just don't know how much you are doing in sending scholar like me to the university. I pray that God will bless you more because you are a blessing to many.
I'm hoping to meet you one day and thank you personally. God bless you. With sincere thanks, Jonathan.